Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Next week, Monday, starts the seventh week of the 66th session, and lawmakers will begin the week with a bang as the House Judiciary Committee is set to hear one of the most contentious bills of the session, the abolition of the death penalty. This is one of those perennial bills that comes before the legislature every session and for the past 20 years has been voted down. That said, reasonable minds can disagree, and reasonable minds will be out in force for this hearing. The bill is House Bill 350, and it seeks to replace the death penalty with life in prison without the possibility of parole. Actually, the title itself is somewhat of a misnomer. Life without parole already exists, so we're simply doing away with the death penalty as an option. As I said, reasonable minds can disagree, and many people think this bill is a good idea. I, however, am not one of them. My history with this issue began 18 years ago when I was the vice chairman of the Judiciary Committee. Hearing and then voting on this bill forced me for the first time in my life to confront the death penalty and to decide where I stood on the issue. After listening to both sides, an argument stuck in my mind. It's why I believe the death penalty is necessary, and that question is, what do we do with inmates who are convicted of murder and continue to kill after they're sent to prison? I'm thinking specifically of William Gallahan and Douglas Turner. Gallahan was given a 130-year sentence for killing a woman in Billings, then got the death penalty for beating Gerald Pelagi to death in the prison yard. He was then housed in the maximum security unit of the prison, where he broke out during the 1991 prison riot and was subsequently convicted in the deaths of five more inmates who were in protective custody. Douglas Turner was 16 years old when he killed three people in Glendive and was sentenced to three 100-year prison terms. He was also convicted of the beating death of Gerald Pelagi and was given the death penalty. He was then also sent to the maximum security unit and was also convicted of killing five more inmates during the 1991 riot. Gallahan is still sitting on death row. Turner committed suicide in 2003. In the case of Turner, he killed nine people over the course of his life, six of the nine while in prison, and five of the six while he was locked down 23 hours a day in the most secure place in the entire state. The state has a duty to protect its citizens, and that includes prison guards, prison staff, and fellow inmates. When someone continues to kill after being sentenced to life in prison for murder, the only option left for the safety of everyone else in the prison is to put that person to death. For the past 18 years, no one has ever been able to answer the question, what do you do with people convicted of murder who then continue to kill in prison? And until they can answer that question, I'll continue to support the death penalty. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.